And we are really excited to have back in the studio Dr. Ollie Watts Davis, professor of music at the University of Illinois and the lead for the upcoming symposium on Black sacred music. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much. I'm delighted to be here.
So for those people who did not hear you speak on air last year, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit?
Thank you. Well, as you said, I am Dr. Ollie Watts Davis. I am a professor, actually the Suzanne and William Allen Distinguished Professor in Music at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. I am also the Associate Dean for Academic Programs in the College of Fine and Applied Arts. And I'm here with you today because I am the conductor and the Artistic Director of the University of Illinois Black Chorus.
Yeah, and we've heard the Black Chorus perform before and love everything that you do with them.
Yes.
That's such a... Such a fantastic group.
Thank
so
you.
Tell us about the symposium. What's going on and when is it going to be?
Yes, the Black Sacred Music Symposium 18 is themed Pillar, and it will be next week beginning on Thursday, February 20th through Sunday, February 23rd. At 3 p.m. we'll have a concert in the Krannert Center. But the symposium is a four-day dedicated conference to the study of the music of Black Americans, the sacred music of Black Americans. And so we gather to study the music, the methodology, and the message of this tradition. It's also, in addition to being a dedicated conference, over 4 days we form a community. Anyone who's interested in Black sacred music traditions are invited to come. Singers and dancers and speakers and instrumentalists. And we form this community in that we are together for 3 days of intensive conference, seminars, et cetera, and then to put on this culminating concert. Mm. So thirdly, it's a culminating concert where everyone who has participated joins us on the Follinger Great Hall stage of the Krannert Center, and we deliver the music that we have prepared over the conference. New this year will be three premieres. I'm really delighted. Three songwriters will present their music for the first time, and so we're just excited about the conference. I founded the symposium in 1991, and it is a biennial conference, so in Urbana-Champaign, it is presented every odd year.
Mm, okay.
And so I had one of the joys of my life happened when a dream was realized last year in 24 when I lifted the symposium and took it to Winston-Salem, and we were able to present the 17th symposium at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts.
And that was the first time that it had ever moved from the University of Illinois.
Yes, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is home. But we took it to our friends in Winston-Salem, and that was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I was able to take some students along as student ambassadors and my team, of course, and then my guest artist met me there.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, day by day, what's going to be happening? What can people expect if they come to the symposium?
Thank you so much. On Thursday, that's the opening day of the conference. Registration will begin at about 4:15 there at the Krannert Center. If those who have not already pre-registered, they can have the walk-up registration. But the actual conference will start with an opening ceremony at 6 p.m. on the Great Hall stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then following my opening address, there'll be a plenary address by the Reverend Dr. K. Edward Copeland, who is a friend of the Black Chorus and our principal songwriter for the choir.
Oh, wow.
And he's an alum of the University of Illinois as well. And he'll give us a dynamic plenary address. And then following that, we will go into our combined choir rehearsal. And so all of the delegates will start learning the music that we will present on Sunday at the concert.
Where do all the delegates come from?
Thank you for asking that. The Black Chorus, the spring semester choir, we form the nucleus, of course. We are the hosts. And then I have a class. So now Black Sacred Music Symposium is an academic offering. So students who are not in Black Chorus are able to register and participate in symposium. So we have... We have several delegates there. From our campus community, people have registered, and from our beautiful Champaign and Urbana community, people have registered. In addition, Black Chorus alums come from across the country. They come here. We have delegates coming from Hope College out of Michigan, mm-hmm. and there's going to be a delegation coming from Winston-Salem State University and the University of North Carolina School of the Arts.
So you must be expecting hundreds of people.
I'm expecting a lot of people, and I'm preparing for over a 150 voice choir.
Wow. So these people come together from all over,
yes.
and they learn the music
yes.
that weekend.
Yes.
And perform it on Sunday.
Yes. It's a miracle. And it's something that I'm always eager to speak about because I love the work, and this is my research agenda and everything. But it's almost indescribable because the conference as well as the concert is something you have to experience. Mm-hmm. So I said I'm preparing for this 150 voice choir. There will be others there who elect not to actually sing. They want to be in the audience. Mm-hmm. So, and in this tradition, we bridge the gap. So there really is no gap or gulf between what's happening on stage and what's happening in the audience. Some of the music is composed for audience participation. And so after we have presented it for a while, then I'll probably turn, or whoever's conducting will turn and invite the audience to sing along. Tremendous experience for everyone who comes.
And for participants, is this all new music that they have probably never heard or performed before?
The original compositions are brand new.
Okay.
and the spiritual arrangement will be very new to most of them as well. The repertoire that we're going to present covers the full spectrum of Black sacred music traditions. So we will have an arranged spiritual. We'll have an anthem, a formal anthem. We will have traditional and contemporary gospel selections. We'll have call and response going on there as a learning modality. Mm-hmm. And it's really quite exciting. It's educational, you know, and I think it's uplifting and inspiring. Mm.
So once you have your opening ceremonies
yes.
on Thursday night,
yes.
it's got to be rehearsal most of the rest of the time, or you have other things happening as well.
We have other things happening as well.
Oh, my gosh.
So on Friday, we'll have a symposium gathering. We want to break bread together around 11:30 at the Bruce Nesbitt African American Cultural Center for our guest artists, and some of the students will come by and some of the delegates, you know, because people have to be at work, some of our local people, but they're invited to come. And it's really sort of really informal. It's just so that we can just have time together. Because on Thursday when we start, it's, you know, we're right out of the gate working hard and we don't have that time for the fellowship. Mm-hmm. So we build that in with this sort of luncheon, casual talking, mm-hmm. gathering time. And then after that, we'll have what I'm calling curricular conversations. Some of my guest artists are choral music educators and conductors. And so I've invited our graduate choral students and undergraduate choral music education students to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't want to bring these wonderful artists here and then not expose them to our students and expose our students mm-hmm. to them. I mean, after all, I'm a professor. Mm-hmm. I'm a teacher. And so we'll have that. And then we'll return to the music building for our Friday session. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be in the music building auditorium again for a plenary session. We have an otolaryngologist coming down from the University of Illinois Chicago's campus.
Tell us what that is.
That is a voice doctor. Huh. He's a voice specialist. And so he's going to talk about healthy vocal hygiene and technique,
good.
Singing this music. He's brilliant. Mm-hmm. He's absolutely brilliant. Dr. H. Stephen Sims.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to give us a talk there. And following that, we're going to have a conversation with the songwriters and a producer to talk about their
wow.
process. So we're inviting everyone in on these conversations, you know, everyone who registers for the conference, we want them to be there. It's a learning conference. It's
oh, yeah.
intense, but it's a learning conference.
Yeah.
You know, we present a lot of concerts, the Black Chorus does. And I have in the back of my mind and front of my mind, actually, what will my audience members leave? What will they have learned? not only I went to a wonderful concert, but what will they take away? What transferable skill can I deliver to them that they can use and add value to their human experience? Well, symposium is an intense learning experience. So after the conversation with our producers and songwriters, we go into the combined rehearsal again, learning more music and perfecting the music we started on Thursday. On Saturday, the day is flipped a little bit. We start in the morning with all of the instrumentalists, everyone who wants to perform with us on the concert. They have an intense rehearsal of the repertoire that we've learned. Mm-hmm. And then we have what I call our lightning talks. So they're very brief talks that my young researchers have to present or share their research or their I call it their verticals. So share with us what work you're doing in this tradition. Are you a church choir director? Are you a researcher? And so they'll have like 12 minutes or so to just basically give us their elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. And so it's an opportunity, again, a learning experience, a teaching experience, where they have to get up and put it in a 10-minute, you know, soundbite. And they have to, you know, go from introduction all the way to conclusion. And it's good for them to know you don't have a long time to get it out. And it's a lot to get out. So some of the those who will be doing those lightning talks, some of our current Black chorus, my assistant conductor, for example, Ashley M. Davis, she'll talk about, I think her title of her talk is All Hands on Deck. And she's talking about how to build your local church music department and how to help everyone. Everyone's not the soloist, but everyone has a role to play to really build that. And she'll share how in her music department at Grace Fellowship Church Champaign, everyone who's in her ensemble has to also learn a secondary instrument. They get to pick it. It can be guitar, piano, organ, but they have to learn something, and then they have to present that during one of the Sundays at worship, which is practical, it's useful, and, I mean, it's outstanding.
And it helps the students expand their knowledge in a way that they wouldn't have otherwise.
Sure. I'm also pleased that one of my students, former students here, who now is one of my assistants, but off campus, he's a student, a graduate student at Yale University, and he's been doing research there. He's going to come and present a little bit of his research to the delegation. We're excited about that. That's Reginald Earl Payne II. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of our guest artists, Adwala Simmons-Burke and I think Walter Owens Jr., they'll present from their research. So she's a professor and a conductor of the choral area at Winston-Salem State University. And I particularly want her to speak about the privilege, the opportunity, as well as the challenge of building a music department at a historical Black college and university.
And you wanted to mention the composer of the song that we heard just before this interview that Yolanda Adams sang.
Yes, I do. My friend and my brother, Maestro V. Michael McKay, is the songwriter. He's the composer of that piece, The Battle is the Lord's. He hails from Houston, Texas, prolific songwriter. He's written maybe 700 songs. He gave this song to Yolanda Adams at the end of the 90s, I believe, is when it was actually released. And this one piece really set her star soaring. Mm-hmm. It set her star soaring. I'm delighted for her because she's a wonderful artist. I remember hearing her on a recording as a teenager with Southeast Inspirational Choir when I was an undergraduate. And I thought, who is this young girl singing with this maturity and finesse and power? And later to learn that it was Yolanda Adams. Hmm. And so they're great friends. They're both from Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. Houston, Texas is a mecca for gospel music, brilliance, and genius. There's so many great artists that come out of there. So, again, speaking about V. Michael McKay, he was on the inaugural faculty of the symposium when I started in 1991. And he has probably attended at least 13 of them sometimes schedules didn't allow him to come be with us. But I'm extremely delighted that he'll be with us because he is going to be recognized as our distinguished legacy artist.
Nice.
And so we're going to do what the young people call a mashup, what I used to call a medley.
Okay.
Yeah. Of some of his compositions. Uh-huh. And then he has a new piece that we're going to present at the symposium. So, as I said again, he's an incredible conductor. It's worth the price of the ticket just to come and see what he pulls out of the instrument, which will be the combined choir. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm delighted that he'll be able to be here with us.
Wow. Yeah. It sounds like an exciting event. It really does. Yeah.
And so people that just want to go to the concert,
yes.
That is 3 p.m. on Sunday, a week from this Sunday.
Yes, the concert is 3 p.m., February 23rd. And it will be in Follinger Great Hall of Krannert Center for the Performing Arts.
Which is
great place to have it.
Fabulous place.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Well, is there anything else we need to learn about the symposium?
Well, I really hope that my community, Champaign and Urbana, and surrounding cities will come out and experience this. Mm-hmm. I believe that the time is perfect for this sort of uplifting, inspiring, affirming, life-affirming experience that we as a community can have together. And so the last thing I'll say about forming or founding the conference, I want it not only to serve the students I had at Illinois and the campus community, but I also want it to serve my community. I've been thrilled that our local churches have come. They send delegates, and the churches sometimes they come and they support the concert. And I just want to urge everyone, drop what you're doing on Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. and be in the Great Hall of Krannert Center. That's the place to be.
What a fabulous opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear your enthusiasm for sure. It's very exciting that this is going on. I'm so pleased that you were able to come in today and talk about it. Before we let you go, though, can you tell us a little bit about the piece we're going to hear next, The Potter's House?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Again, allow me to thank you for inviting me. This is great. I enjoyed last year, and I was eager to return, so thank you. The Potter's House, another V. Michael McKay composition. Mm. And so this piece was recorded by the dynamic duo, Walter and Tremaine Hawkins. They used to be a partner, used to be married, but at the time of this recording, they weren't, but they still performed together. And this is the famous Hawkins family from Oakland, California.
Okay.
This is the Hawkins family. The other brother, Edwin Hawkins, and the Hawkins Singers, they basically changed the sound, the tone, and tenor of gospel music back in the 70s, early 70s, when they released their Oh Happy Day.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so there's tremendous history here.
Yes.
So
That
rings some bells. They had beautiful albums, gospel albums, Love Alive 1, 2, 3, and 4. But this duet is, again, a song composed by V. Michael McKay, fabulous songwriter, and they recorded it. And, you know, I'm so pleased to be able to name the songwriter, the musician behind this, because oftentimes people don't know. They think, you know, The Battle of the Lords is Yolanda Adams' song, or The Potter's House is the Hawkins song. But my brother and friend, V. Michael McKay, is actually the songwriter.
Wow. Well, we're going to hear it in just a second.
And this is performed live.
It is.
The recording we're going to hear.
It is. Yeah. And you're going to hear the electricity of a live performance.
Exactly.
And you're going to hear also how this couple, they sort of feed off of one another. And Walter, he's like a male alto. I mean, he's up in the range. And then his wife, Tremaine, I mean, she's just angelic. So let's enjoy.
All right. Yeah. Dr. Ali Watts Davis, the Black Sacred Music Symposium happening next week, the 20th through the 24th.
3rd.
23rd, with a concert on Sunday.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. Here is The Potter's House.
In case you have fallen by the wayside of life, dreams and visions shattered, you're all broken inside. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The Potter wants to put